Good evening. My name is Joel Harrington. I'm the Director of Government Relations with the Nature Conservancy in New Hampshire. And TNC appreciates the opportunity that DOE has provided to the corridor communities to hear from the people of New Hampshire. We are an international nonprofit organization and the largest conservation organization in the world. Our on-the-ground conservation work is carried out in all 50 states and in 30 countries with the support of approximately 1 million members. To date, we have helped conserve more than 119 million acres of land and 5,000 river miles around the world. And for 50 years, the Nature Conservancy has helped to protect over 270,000 acres in New Hampshire by utilizing sound conservation science and working with a wide variety of public and private partners. As one of the state's largest land trusts, we own and manage 30 preserves comprising 25,000 acres of land throughout the state and hold conservation easements on more than 37,000 acres. Two of the proposed tracks that are involved that would the alternative proposal would go through are two tracks that we currently own and manage. One is called the Vicky Bunnell Preserve, and many folks in the North Country remember Vicky Bunnell, and this is a real special place, 10,330 acres that Vicky used to visit before she was fatally shot. And Potter Farm, which is one of the most historic places in the state where colonial soldiers set up Fort Wentworth, and is now a huge hayfield in Northumberland. Both alternative routes would cross that, both of those properties. So we stand here tonight with the landowners in the North Country to ensure that the places they helped us protect are here for generations of Granite Staters. When we think of the North Country, we think of the Northern Appalachians region, also known as the Northern Forest. It spans two countries, four states, four provinces, and is 80 million acres. Let's not just look at New Hampshire alone, but look at this entire resource and how it affects the economy and resources of our state. It contains rare alpine vegetation, at-risk species, old-growth forests, and it is the most intact forest closest to the most people. 5.4 million people live near it. This EIS should address these investments. It should look at other assessments such as the Wildlife Action Plan, the Conservation Plan for the Conti National Wildlife Refuge, which was a disappointment that even in the presidential application it wasn't even considered. All of these planning processes in each of these communities had significant community engagement. If we rely on just federal plans and federal wetland maps and floodplain maps, we are missing a key ingredient that had community involvement for years. I also think the Department of Interior's goals for this landscape conflict with the Department of Energy's goals. And I think if you look at the administration's America's Great Outdoors initiatives, I think you'll see what I mean. This area has been known for hunting, fishing. It's world class. And we offer public access to all of our properties. The Grand Resorts, the value of the economy, and the partnership we have with the Balsams Grand Resort. We have to ensure that this project does not just become the extension cord to New England. Thank you.
Thank you, Joel.